Exclusive, Herschel Walker in closing weeks of campaign. End Zone Insight, Vote for Me, I'll Help Us Get to the Promised Land. By Ashley Oliver on October 23, 2022. Republican Herschel Walker recalled advice his offensive lineman gave him during his days as a football star as he made his pitch for U.S. Senate during an appearance on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday. Walker, a University of Georgia football legend and former NFL player, told host Matthew Boyle, "Our offensive lineman used to always tell me, 'Herschel, follow me. I'm gonna take you to the promised land.'" Walker continued, "And I tell everyone, come with me. Vote for me, and I'll help us get to the promised land, and I can promise you that. Listen." Walker is in a highly competitive race against incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, in battleground Georgia, and the election is widely viewed as one that could determine which party controls the U.S. Senate next year. While Walker breezed through the primary in May and had seen a slight edge in some polls against Warnock after the primary, Walker's campaign ran into a rocky week at the start of October when left-leaning media outlets published a slate of negative reports on his personal life and hometown. The attacks, however, ultimately appeared to result in a momentum shift in Walker's favor. The Georgia Republican banked record fundraising contributions as his name took the spotlight, and polls taken post-media blitz show the candidates are in a dead heat 2 weeks out from Election Day. "I think they really gave momentum to myself. They gave momentum to the campaign," Walker said of the media reports. "I think people are now starting to become aware that the lies that Senator Warnock and the media is telling, they know it's not true. I've been very transparent about what I've done. A lot of the media, I know, is not going to be my friend. They're campaigning for Senator Warnock, and right now they're going to write and do anything to try to get him into office." In addition to overcoming the fallout from the reports, Walker exceeded expectations during the sole debate between the two candidates, which took place October 14. Many pundits, including some who typically lean left, opined that Walker had the stronger performance during the face-off. "I think the debate showed who's the one that's ready to be a senator. Who's the one that's ready to represent the great state of Georgia and the people of Georgia," Walker said. "I think that showed Raphael Warnock has been, as I always call him, a wolf in sheep's clothing, that he is not what he say he is. And I think that's the reason the momentum has swinged to my side now." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.